Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. I am your host. I am Jeff. I am joined not by Rocky this week. I am joined by my man, Big Shot
Bob in the building. Big Shot Bob in the building. Sorry, Robert Ori, I had to jack your name. But I'm Bobby and you're Robert, so I think I can stake claim to that.
I always mix up Bob and Rob.
Most people do, man.
Is it Big Shot Bob or is it Big Shot Rob?
I think it's Big Shot Bob. It's Big Shot Bob. It's got to be Big Shot.
In San Antonio, so.
I mean, he was hitting big shots way before San Antonio. I think the nickname just kind of.
He's got
life in San Antonio, but I feel like he was Big Shot Bob in Houston.
He's got more titles than Jordan, so.
Yeah. And he was a key contributor. It ain't like he just was riding the bench like John Sally collecting rings.
I mean, compared to a lot of other people who talk about championships all the matter, I guess he's better than Jordan, right?
Hey.
I'm just kidding. Please don't kill me.
But
everybody will lose their minds.
He's definitely had some clutch shots. So what's on tap for the Rule of Three today?
All right, so we all know how much I love LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Really just LeBron James. I really could care less where he played. He could play for the Pelicans. I'd get me a Pelicans jersey.
And just roll with it.
Yep. Man, that would be nice. Him and Anthony Davis.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
But who would shoot the ball?
Nobody. Well, Davis, I guess, because that's all LeBron can do is pass, which he was very passive in Game 4, which I think was a key contribute to why they lost Game 4.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Of course, Game 4, Friday night. I know everybody's talked about it.
Yeah, I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Yeah.
But I think the actions in the game and the repercussions that came from it are more important than the actual game themselves. So going to that, Draymond Green will be a no-show, suspended Game 5 tonight, 9 o'clock, ABC. And not Attitude Broadcasting. Disney-owned ABC.
The official ABC. I heard he'll be across the street somewhere watching in a suite.
Yeah, that's a hookup.
That's
Oglass actually like, hey, you should come over here, why, hang out in a suite, watch the game. There's a tunnel apparently underneath the building, between the two buildings.
So he can just run over there real quick, be on the court.
Here's the funny thing, though. It's only a $2,000 fine to be in the arena. Like, you only get fined $2,000. It's $2,000, dude.
I don't think they want to cross that line with Adam Silver. Adam Silver, the players and the owners have a great relationship, and it's like, you know what? If the Cavaliers are getting waxed or they about to wrap it up and it's like 2 minutes left, yeah, we'll get him in the building so he can be on the floor to celebrate.
I mean, they came out and said, like, he can come in the minute the clock hits zero in the fourth quarter. I wonder how quick he would run over if they get blasted tonight.
I don't think you'll see any appearance of Draymond Green if they end up losing tonight's game.
All I know is he's going to be the most hyped dude running through the tunnel because he's probably going to be drunk already. I'm sure there's drinks on the house, right?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be slizzard.
Put a mic in Draymond's face.
He'll be Joe Namath on Monday Night Football all over again. You look good, girl.
You look good. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Rachel Nichols. What are you doing?
Right?
So, no, who's doing it? Doris Burke has been the one.
Damn, DB. You wearing that dress tonight,
what's
DB?
Up, girl?
Or Sage Steele. Sage Steele up in the booth. I need to come up there and holler at you.
I mean, Sage Steele, though.
She is. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so what do you think? Do you think he deserved it, the suspension?
I'd have been happy if they would have suspended him for the Steven Adams kick. I think this... He just caught in the moment. A guy put his tendons on his neck.
But,
I mean, a guy puts his tendons on your neck. How are you supposed to respond or react?
This man is a notoriously known ball tapper.
Yeah.
That's what he does. I mean, what? This is three times in the playoffs already.
He is a, excuse my language, like, he's a nut puncher, all right?
He
purposely goes after people's nuts.
I mean, this is three times.
I don't
know. The Steven Adams was the worst.
The Steven Adams thing was really bad, man. And I wouldn't have mind if they would have suspended him for that. But this thing right here, it's the finals. I mean, he kinda threw two punches, and I know he's got that rep, but come on, man. LeBron sat his tendons on his neck. If LeBron would have sat his tendons on your neck, what would you have done?
I would have done it too, but letter of the law states,
I would have Steven Adams to him.
You can't You can't be known as the dude who hits people in the junk and then hit the most famously known basketball player in the world in the junk in the finals. You're going to get a flagrant.
I guess so.
I don't know, even though
he put his tenders right on your neck. I don't blame you, Draymond. If Draymond wouldn't have responded, he wouldn't have been able to go home. His boys on the block would have killed him.
Been like, I'm trying to get money, man. I want to be the finals. If he plays in this game tonight and they win and he scores 20, he's probably going to be the finals MVP. Now he kind of put himself out of the running for that. And that's a big paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
In the words of the famous Randy Moss, that's straight cash, homie.
Well, I mean, Draymond has a lot of sponsorship deals going on. I've seen a lot of Beats commercials with Draymond in it. I know he has other social things he's doing with actually LeBron James and his crew, where he's getting paid through the Maverick Carter and all.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. They're like boys kind of outside of the court. Like, they're supposed to be friends. You guys can't be friends now. LeBron, you guys cannot be seen hanging out doing commercials together. Hey, dog, remember that time I put my junk on the back of your head?
I put my tendons right on your neck. How did it feel, man? See, yeah.
I don't know, man. Okay, so then today, or it might have been, was it today or yesterday when all the talk started?
I think it was yesterday because they opened up media availability yesterday because of the travel day Saturday.
Klay Thompson said he didn't realize that people took offense to such things on the court and that everyone has feelings. And I guess LeBron James just got his hurt. To which LeBron responded with some fake laugh and how he takes the high road, which I'll give him credit. And he takes a lot of shots and he gets a lot of junk talk to him. But he don't ever retaliate.
He got offended because Draymond called him the B word. I mean, how many?
You still a yeah.
How many times have you been called that in your career, LeBron? I wonder. He probably gets called that daily.
Yeah.
From his kids.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you go to the hole more?
Right? Why you ain't shooting that 18-foot jump shot?
Yeah, like, come on, man. I mean, but it was smart. Do you think he was like upset, or do you think it was all tactical play to get them to look into it a little more to hopefully get the suspension?
I think it was a little bit of frustration, a little bit of tactics. See, having Draymond out doesn't hurt his feelings. You know, he doesn't have to play against them.
Yeah,
he got to sit on his neck, got him suspended.
So people say that it's actually more LeBron. Like, he's the bigger offender. One, for stepping over the dude, which is, like, apparently the total disrespect in the NBA. Like, you're not supposed to step over a guy. And then for going out after the game and being like, he hurt my feelings.
Yeah,
he pushed the line. When I heard him say that, like, oh, he crossed the line, I thought he said something like,
I thought he was talking about your mama or something.
I thought he was like, he was getting hey, on your his wife glory. Is an ugly... Like,
or get to says, Kevin Garnett, does your wife still taste like Honey Nut Cheerios?
I know. Like, I thought it was one of those questions. Not just called him the B word, man. I have people call me that on the daily just to keep me going.
Friends on Facebook and Instagram all the time. You all the time.
I know, man.
I'm like, F y'all. You ain't going to hurt my feelings with your words.
I don't get it. I mean, it was a good. He's suspended. All right, so let's move on to the actual game tonight. He's not going to be there, and I just want to give you my opinion. I think with him not being in the game, Draymond that is, I really think this is do or die for Kevin Love. A lot of people are talking about, you know, it's not going to be that big of a deal. I feel like without Draymond there, you kind of free up Love to not have to play such great defense because Draymond's everywhere, and Kevin Love's been chasing him around. And Kevin Love can't do that because he's
laterally challenged.
Yeah, he can't keep up with that man. I think it falls a lot on Kevin Love. I think they need to get him in the post and get him going because most likely they're going to start Iguodala to play on LeBron, which is going to push Harrison Barnes to the four. If you're not posting up, if you're Kevin Love and you outweigh Harrison Barnes by what, 50 pounds?
Something like 40,
50 pounds?
Something like that.
You've got to be hitting the low post and backing him down every single time.
Now, Harrison is a cop. Dude, that dude is pretty well built.
No, nothing against Harrison Barnes. Hopefully, he ends up going to the Lakers, and he'll be the best player on their team by far.
He's definitely going to be looking to get paid.
Oh, yeah. Because people in the NBA only chase two things, rings and money. And it looking like he's going to have two of the rings.
Now it's time to get paid.
It's time to get paid. And it looks like L.A., you know.
I mean, he's going to have a lot of suitors. He's had a really good finals.
I know I look for him to maybe possibly be finals MVP. He's been actually the most consistent player throughout the game.
Him and Iguodala have been Golden State's best players.
You can't give it to Iguodala again.
Why not? Why not?
I guess you could. I guess it's really going to depend on who we'll get to the MVP talk in a little bit. We're going to talk about game five tonight. So what do you think is the key in this game now with Draymond out?
The show starts with the supposed king. He has to be aggressive. He has to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
He's got to get his team going.
It's been embarrassing. As a LeBron proclaimer, calls him the king, says he's the greatest player on the planet, and that's me. I'm yelling, going, why are you taking a 20-foot jump shot? Like, Steph Curry is in front of you. Why are you jump shooting? Cram it down his throat. You're going to get fouled. He's either going to foul you, but he can't stop you full steam. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
But I wouldn't mind him taking that 18-foot jump shot if they giving you tons of space. You know, Jordan made a living for years with the 18, 20-foot jump shot. Kobe Bryant killed with the 18, 20-foot jump shot.
But they could make it. He's not if he comes out and he hits a three-pointer and he hits a couple jump shots, he's unstoppable.
Yeah.
Because you can't just – because a lot of times, a lot of people have realized, I'm just going to let you take those shots because you're going to miss them 60% of the time. But if he's hitting them,
then he's super unstoppable.
Yeah, he is unstoppable because you've got to look for the drive. You got to look for the pass, the rebounds, jump shot.
When he comes out, he's not shooting and he's looking to pass every time. It's like, I'd rather you shoot the ball 35, 40 times than looking for somebody who needs help to get a shot, contested three.
They got blown out by 30 points in game four if it wasn't for Kyrie.
Kyrie was hooping, man. Kyrie saw that the king wasn't going to shoot the ball, so he took it upon himself to say, hey, I don't mind shooting. Mm-mm. Even if it's a tough shot, I'm going to shoot the ball.
Oh, and he loves to shoot the ball.
Man, we know he don't mind. For them to win game five, they need aggression. They need rebounding. It was a time when Anderson Varejao came into game four, and he grabbed like four or five straight offensive rebounds with Kevin Love on him.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kevin Love, aren't you supposed to be one of the best rebounders in the league? Anderson Varejao killing you?
He was one of the best rebounders. I don't know what happened.
The pressure of winning, being in the spotlight, being expected to win a title.
He was dropping like 24 and 15 every night for like two seasons straight.
For a bad freaking team that had no expectations. So if you want to be the main scorer and rebounder on a team that's never going to see the playoffs.
The smartest move he could do is try to get back.
Go to Boston.
No, go get him to go back to Minnesota. Man, I mean, Wiggins, where would Towns, he play? He played a four. Towns played a five. He plays the four. Wiggins plays the three or the two, depending on who they have on the roster. And then Ricky Rubio
have his old running mate back, huh?
Yeah, man, they're boys again.
But what would Cleveland be asking for though? They wouldn't.
You were here last week when I did my dream scenario of how they're going to blow this up after LeBron gets pissed off when they lose to Golden State.
Okay.
I said, just to go over it real quick, I said trade Love and Kyrie to the Clippers for Chris Paul. Just Chris Paul straight up. And then you can move, LA Clippers can move Love to the Lakers for some pieces, some younger guys, and you know, maybe some trade picks, whatever. I don't know. However that's going to work. And then I said, so you got Chris Paul and LeBron. You could try to recruit Durant. Because everyone's like, well, they play the same position. They don't play the same team. Right. If Kevin Durant played the two, he'd be the best two in the league day one.
He'd be an awesome two. Or let LeBron play the four. He should be graduating to the four. He doesn't need to be playing the three.
I think it's the biggest knock on his career.
Get your bum ass off the perimeter.
Stop bringing in guys like Kevin Love and Chris Bosh to try to do the dirty work when you could do it better than they can.
I mean, a lot of times LeBron James is the biggest guy on the court. He should be Shaquille O'Neal out there.
I mean, seriously, here's the thing. The funny thing was, I think the biggest mistake looking back now is he should have never traded Wiggins away.
Right?
He could play the four. Wiggins could play the three.
The two.
JR is playing the two. Exactly. Kyrie's at the one. And you still have Tristan Thompson at the five. I think that's a better lineup when you look at what Wiggins can do. He can slash. He's got a better jump shot than when he first came into the league. He would have developed that. Hopefully. You don't know what he I mean, he would have had to because LeBron would have been driving and pitching it back out. He would have had to do it, and he's a good defender, which is what they need. They need the outside shot, and they need another defender. I don't know.
Kevin Love ain't that. I thought they should have tried to address that in the offseason. You know,
well, they have it on the roster. The problem is they're not playing Iman Shumpert, and his Jerry Curl is like flopping around. I think it's distracting LeBron. And when they're
playing him, he's doing stupid stuff. He's turning the ball over. He's not hitting his J's.
Well, he should not have the ball in his hands unless it's like, I'm driving. Here, shoot the three. If you don't shoot the three, I'm going to yell at you like Mario Chalmers style. You know what I mean?
They should have tried to go get Mario Chalmers. He would have been better than what them old guys they trying to pull off the bench.
Where's Mo Williams?
I thought that's what you signed him for.
Dude, Mo Williams can easily put up 25, 30 points in a game. He's a great scorer. He can't do much else. He can't defend or anything. He can score. I'm saying, like, if the game starts getting out of hand tonight, I say you got to, like, bring in Mozgov. You got to bring in Mo Williams. You got to bring in the guys to start bringing the heat and start shooting it.
Bring in some goons, man. Yes. Take some people out. Clothesline somebody. Do something. Y'all getting waxed. And this is going to be the second straight year that y'all got waxed by this finesse jump shooting.
This supposed, oh, well, we're going to be at full strength this year. It's going to be on. We're gonna take it to them. We went six games with them last year. And now, look, we're looking at game five. So what is it, man? Game five. Does basketball end tonight?
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't think so.
I think it's over. I think the Warriors win by 20. Minimum.
Don't say that, man. I want LeBron. I don't think LeBron's going to win the title this year for sure, but I want to see more basketball. I'm not ready for basketball to be over.
This is nothing after basketball.
No.
Nothing.
I don't break down baseball well. I'm talking about show content. What am I going to do for the next 2 months? Training camp cannot get here fast enough.
We just have to talk about people getting arrested and scandals going on. And I don't.
All right, off-season stuff. You're telling me NBA ends tonight. I'm saying, come on, LeBron. The King is going to take it to six, where he'll probably get embarrassed on his home court. But if the series ends tonight, who's taking home the finals MVP now?
I'm going with Iguodala, man.
You're going to give it to Iguodala again?
He was the best player in game one. He was the best player in game two. Even though they lost game three, he was consistent and solid.
Draymond Green was the best player in game two.
Well, Draymond did have a fabulous game two. But game three, Iguodala.
Yeah. Even though they lost, they got crushed.
In game four, it was a point where Cavaliers were, like, it was like 83-81 or 83 apiece. Iguodala got the ball, came to the lane, gave him that lead, got the ball down again, kicked it out to Thompson. He hit a three or Curry.
I'll definitely give you game one because there was a point where he got like two steals in a row on two possessions by Cleveland that turned into a three and a two and pushed them up by seven or eight real fast, and they couldn't come back from
it. Iguodala has been money from the three-point line. They've been kicking it out to him. He's been splash. A few times it looked like he'd been fouled.
I want Draymond Green to win it in a suit.
Like, I was so good, I didn't even have to play game five and got the
MVP. I was so valuable, I didn't even play game five and I won MVP. No, I think if Steph scores like 30 tonight,
yeah, if Steph goes crazy, then, of course, the new face of the NBA has to get the finals MVP.
I don't want to hear that nonsense.
LeBron, I'm sorry, dog. The King might have to go away. We have to change your name to, like, Sir James, because you're still a knight at the round table. But I don't know of many kings that lose war after war after war and are still kings.
That's treason. Did we not talk about the three rules of the rule of three?
I still said he's a knight at the round
disrespecting
table.
Disrespecting LeBron James is rule number two. I don't know one and three, but whenever you break them, I'll let you know what they are.
I just can't call him king. I call you Sir James. You're still a knight at the round table, buddy.
Still got two titles.
You still got two titles.
He's still running these streets.
You still out there. You got five bullet holes in you, though. Or bullet wounds.
They're just wounds, flesh wounds, man. He'll recover.
But Steph Curry walking around with no grazes.
All right, man. You got anything else on these NBA finals?
That is it for me.
Yeah, that is going to do it for this show, The Rule of Three, The Breakdown Edition. Next show, we got soccer. We got football, golf. We got everything. That is going to do it. I'm your host. I'm Jeff. I'm joined by
Big Shot Bob.
And we will see you next show. Good day.
Side piece.